the place where your feelings, your emotions, your cognitions, your perceptions all get sorted through. But what makes a feeling, and is different from an emotion? Oh, and by the way, I'm persuaded all healing is tied to the Father's heart. Because God didn't become a father, He's always been a father. So father wounds and father hunger are indigenous to everybody. Now, here's the thing that I thought Paul Tillich said that was very profound. Paul Tillich, as a liberal theologian, was very upset with other liberal theologians who wanted to do away with the word sin. And he said, we can't do away with a biblical word. There's a reason the Bible calls sin, sin. He said, what we need to do is define what sin is so people can understand it. And he said, sin is alienation. That's Bible. It's separation, isn't it? Right? Separation and alienation, same thing. But here's the thing that Tillich said that I never thought about before. He said, our problem in evangelical circles is that we say sin is alienation from God. But sin is much more pervasive than that. Sin is not just alienation from God. Sin is alienation from God, which leads to alienation from yourself, which leads to alienation from others. Which is why every time Jesus healed someone, He not only healed them physically, He healed them relationally and put them back in a community, because you were never meant to exist by yourself, because it's not good for man to be alone. And it's not just talking about marriage. It's talking about we were created to be community, because God, the three in one, is family. Can I keep going? Okay. So my soul, that overlapping place between what proceeds from my spirit and what I experience in the eternal world, affects every aspect. You can't easily divide your body from your soul, from your spirit. Have you ever noticed that if you take a hammer and hit your thumb, every part of your body aches? Have you noticed that when you have a fever, all of you feel sick? Not just your body, your soul, and your spirit feel sick. Why? Because there's no way to separate you out that easily. You're whole. You're one being made in the image of God, but made so uniquely that no one else has your voice print. No one else has your thumbprint. God recognizes you by what you vibrate. Your voice. This is all I know.